When my husband Richard and I left Adventism over 12 years ago, we were exhilarated by the miracle of being released from the bondage of spiritual death and pushed into the freedom and life in Jesus. But we were not prepared for the uncomprehending, if not distinctly critical, reactions we received from some Christians when we told them we had recently left the Adventist church. Why did you leave? Isn't Adventism changing? I have Adventist neighbors. They are the nicest people. And I know that because I was one of them. They don't believe you have to keep the Sabbath to be saved. I work with an Adventist. She loves Jesus. Well, my Adventist friend doesn't believe in Ellen White, and they have such a great lifestyle and such great diet. We even had conversations with some who gently but firmly argued with us, that Adventism wasn't really as bad as we thought it was. Then, a little more than 4 years ago, we met Paul Carden. He's the general editor of Rose Publishing and the director of the Center for Apologetics Research based in San Juan Capistrano. We learned he had worked with Walter Martin at the Christian Research Institute and had been his co-host on the Bible Anchorman for 6 years, and that he has spent the last 30 years in international apologetics ministry. Paul listened to us. For the next 4 years, he learned about Adventism. He spent a day interviewing us, and he toured Loma Linda campus with us. He attended our former Adventist Fellowship conferences here in Redlands, and 2 years ago, he even gave the keynote address. He met us at Andrews University in Michigan, the home of the Adventist Seminary, when we and Dale and Carolyn Ratzlaff visited and held a weekend of meetings at the St. Joseph Evangelical Free Church in 2009. He and Jim Valentine, who is also here tonight from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, toured the Andrews campus with us. Paul read copiously. And always, Paul listened to former Adventists, and he took notes. By the summer of 2009, Paul arranged for us to meet the CEO of Rose Publishing at the corporate offices in Orange County. Dale Ratzlaff, Paul, Richard, and I spent 3 hours with Gretchen Goldsmith one morning in September, and by the end of our time together, she said she was convinced. Rose had to produce a 10 questions and answers brochure on Adventism, similar to the ones they already had on Mormonism and Jehovah's Witnesses. This last April, Rose released the new brochure. It explores the distinctive hallmarks of Adventism by summarizing Adventist history and doctrine and contrasting its beliefs by showing what the Bible teaches about those things. The 10 questions are, how did the Seventh-day Adventist Church begin? Was Ellen G. White a prophet of God? What about Jesus and the Trinity? What about man and the state of the dead? What about the great controversy theme, and what is the investigative judgment? Does God require us to observe the seventh-day Sabbath? Is the Adventist Church God's unique remnant church? What is the clear word? And what else does Adventism teach? The brochure ends with a glossary of Adventist terms, a page of resources and citations, and a full panel devoted to the do's and don'ts of reaching out to Adventists. What Paul discovered as he researched Adventist teachings and its official publications was exactly what we had known, but which we had always had trouble making many Christians believe. There is no doctrine of the Christian faith which Adventism does not distort, including the nature of man, the nature of Christ, the nature of sin, and the truth about Christ's finished atonement. Paul could not be here tonight because of a scheduling conflict, but he sent a statement for me to read. Here it is. It's safe to say that an evangelical Christian who really understands Seventh-day Adventism, its roots, its dimensions, and its true threat to the soul is a rarity. This needs to change. Former Adventists and others who grasp the eternal consequences of ignoring the Adventist challenge and care enough to tell others need tools. Ideally, such tools should be written in down-to-earth language. They should define and deconstruct the main points of controversy between Adventism and the Bible, and they should offer hope. 10 questions and answers on Seventh-day Adventism was created to provide average, everyday Christians with a straightforward presentation of the central issues that divide Adventism from the historic Christian faith. It carefully cuts through the emotion and confusion that easily cripple any effort to explain Adventism to the uninitiated, and it holds Adventist leaders, past and present, to a biblical standard of accountability. It arms believers with the information and insight they need to recognize and resist the errors of Adventism while compassionately presenting the finished work of Christ as the bridge to freedom for those who are held captive by the system. We thank Rose Publishing for their willingness to step out boldly in an area where so few are willing to go, for the sake of the many who need to hear the truth offered in love. We at Life Assurance Ministries thank God for the vision of Paul Carden and for the courage of Rose Publishing to produce this first-of-its-kind publication about Adventism, designed to help every Christian easily understand the truth about this religion and to equip others to avoid the dangers of Adventist evangelism. We urge you to look for this brochure at your local Christian bookstore and to ask them to order it if they're not carrying it. You may also order it online directly from Rose Publishing. And finally, we thank God that He is answering our prayer to expose and break the spirit of Adventism, to protect the vulnerable from its proselytizing efforts, and to set its captives free. To God be the glory. Amen.